So let's review. Our share began with the Gemara continuing with the topic of proper conduct in the bathroom. It tells of Rav Huna's son Rabba, who is disappointed with Rav Chisda for not teaching Torah, but things like Manda Ayla Beis Akise, when one enters the bathroom, he should not sit down forcefully or strain too much, because this can cause him injury. Rav Huna said, Hu Asik Bechaye Debriyasa, he is teaching something extremely important. He's teaching things which impact your very life. The Gemara then proceeds to teach preferences of materials to use for cleaning oneself in the bathroom. If he has a choice of a stone or a shard of pottery, we have a machlokes between Rav Huna, who says on Shabbos he should rather use the rock, even though it's generally mukta, rather than using a piece of pottery, which involves sakana of either cutting himself or kishaf from sorcery. Rav Chisda says it's better to use the piece of pottery which has Torah's kli, a status of a vessel, and is not mukta rather than the stone which is mukta. The Gemara presents another choice of materials. A stone or grass. This too is a machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rav Hamnuna. One says it's preferred to use the stone rather than the grass with which he might cut himself. This applies even during the week. The other one says it's preferred to use the grass rather than the stone, which is mukta. The Gemara then teaches the consequences of one who does not relieve himself when needed. It's a machlokes between Rav Chisda and Ravina. One says, Ruach Rosha let this boy, he will have bad breath. And the other says, Ruach Zua Moshe let this boy, he will have foul-smelling perspiration. The Gemara then talks about what to do if one has difficulty relieving himself. Some of the opinions are, Omer Rav Chisda, Yamad V'yeshiv, he should stand and sit repeatedly, which stimulates the muscles of the intestines. Rav Nosson from the Hadar says that one should walk from place to place and try to relieve himself each time. The last mission of the Perek talks about the minimum amounts of cheres, earthenware that one would be chay for carrying it on Shabbos. The Mishnah cites three opinions. Rav Yehuda says that you need to carry a small piece the size of the ones they used to put in between slats to make sure they didn't warp. This is the smallest shear. Rav Meir says, Kedei l'chatos b'yasur, big enough to take a coal from a bonfire. And Rav Yehuda says it must be big enough to hold a revius of water, which is smaller than Rav Meir's shear, but larger than Rav Yehuda's shear. The Mishnah brings a pasuk which says that when the wall protecting the Jewish people falls, there won't even be a piece left over big enough to hold a coal. That seems to prove that that's how you measure the significance of a piece of earthenware, like Rav Meir said. But Rav Yossi disagrees, because the pasuk then says there also won't be a piece big enough to scoop up water, which seems to show that even that size is significant. The Gemara explains that Rav Meir understood that part of the pasuk to be saying that you won't even be able to find an insignificant piece, like one that can scoop up water. But the smallest significant piece is, like he said, big enough to take a coal. Hadin Allah Chamoitziyayin. The ninth parak begins with a series of mishnayos that start with the words minayin. From where do we know this halacha? One of which is related to Hilchas Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Akiva, minayin, l'avodah zarah shemetama b'masa kenida. From where do we know that just like a nida, an avodah zarah makes someone tame if he carries it, even if he does not touch it directly? The answer is from the pasuk which compares them. It says, Tizarim kemaidava tsei taimalai. You will send away avodah zarah just like a nida and say, go out. It must be pointed out that this pasuk is only an asmachta, because tumas avodah zarah is only midrabanan. The understanding is as follows. The Chacham decreed a tuma on avodah zarah similar to nida based on the pasuk which compares avodah zarah to nida. The Gemara brings a Mishnah Mesechtas avodah zarah, in which we see that the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Kiva. It talks about pieces of a wall which have the status of avodah zarah, and the Rabbanan say, Avanav, ve'etzav, ve'afarav, mitamin kisheretz. Its stones, wood, and mortar are mitame as a sheretz, because the pasuk which talks about avodah zarah says, shakets to shaktsenu, you must consider it abominable. Since it uses the word shakets to describe avodah zarah, and shekets is related to the word sheretz, we see that they have the same type of tuma, which is limited to tumas maga, tuma by contact. Sheretz is not mitame tumas masa by carrying it. So to avodah zarah, you can only make you tame if you touch it, not if you carry it. This is Rebbe Lez's interpretation of the machlokes between Rebbe Kiva and the Rabbanan, mentioned later in the Gemara. Rabbi interprets the machlokes differently. Tizarim de'amakra nachrino minach kezar. When the pasuk says to send away avodah zarah, it means to separate yourself from it completely, and therefore the Chacham made its laws of tumah very strict. Therefore, Rabbi holds everyone agrees that the avodah zarah is metame tumas masa by carrying. Ki peligi be'evin mesama. However, they argue about Evan Misama, a rock that's placed on supports. There's a special stringency by Nida that if she sits on that rock, Utensils that are below become tamei tumas midras, even though they did not bear her weight. According to Rabbi Kiva, mani de mitama be'evin mesama, af avodah zarah mitama be'evin mesama. Avodah zarah is also mitama through evin mesama. But the Rabbanan say that since the pasuk also compares avodah zarah to sheretz, like sheretz, it is not mitama through evin mesama. Although sheretz is also not mitama tumas masa, avodah zarah is mitama tumas masa, because we have the other pasuk which compares avodah zarah to nida. The Gemara adds that according to Rabbi Kiva, lamai hilchasa iskish l'sheretz. If avodah zarah is compared to nida, why did the pasuk also compare it to sheretz? He answers, l'mishamshei, to teach that the objects used to serve the avodah zarah, like decorations, etc., like sheretz, are only mitama tumas maga by direct contact. We also learn from the comparison to nida. Ma nida ein le'evarim, af avodah zarah ein le'evarim. A nida's particular type of tumah does not apply to severed limbs, and a nida's limbs are not mitame through evin mesama. The limbs are mitame b'maga v'masa, by touch or by carrying, not because of nida, but because of evin menachai, which is mitame tumas mes, the tumah of a dead body. The pasuk teaches that pieces of avodah zarah also do not maintain their tumah.